97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in. When you lose, look, I have an obligation. This isn't a political thing. I have an obligation. When we lose, when 20 people are killed over the last 2.5 weeks and 75 are shot with bullets. So let me tell you a little story about a place called D.C., District of Columbia, right here where we are. It's now a safe zone.
Yeah, that's good for residents. I would also think that it would be good for the business community. They would have to breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief, I would think. But I don't live in Chicago, but Kelly Saberi does with Fox Business, and she's up there reporting today on maybe how businesses are reacting to this possibility. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, thank you for giving us a few minutes today. We really appreciate that. I saw the story you're covering, and I thought to myself, well, I know that in big cities across the country, a lot of stores that operate in downtown have closed their doors because of shoplifting and other sorts of crime. I wonder if there aren't some businesses up there that might welcome a little bit of intervention.
Yeah, well, it's actually all over the city, so not just in the center of it. But there are two perspectives on this. So there are many business owners, whether it's bars or candy stores or anything in between, who say, we've been dealing with serious violent crime, whether that's breaking into the store, smashing the windows of the store, causing so much damage, or them quite literally being in the crosshairs of the gunfire. But for other business owners, the perspective is that it would divide the city. And not only that, but there is some thought that if the National Guard comes in, it won't be going to where their business is located. Hmm. So the thought process is that they'll be going to perhaps the more touristy areas. There's been a lot of criticism of Governor Pritzker of Illinois coming to the riverfront, to the Riverwalk, standing there to have his press conference and saying, hey, look how safe it is here. And while there are a lot of tourists there, perhaps a lot of police there, you know, this is where our office is. We're looking at the river right now. You know, if more National Guard, or not more, I should say, if the National Guard comes in here, it wouldn't really be helping those businesses. And that's what some who are leaders in the business community have said. But again, like I mentioned at first, there are other businesses who have been personally affected who are really passionate about there needing to be a change. And on top of that, they, for example, the person that I speak to in my story today on Fox Business owns a bar in the Westtown neighborhood, for those who are familiar. He says that when he tried to call 911 after one of the bigger incidents, it took the police 4 hours to get there. And he says he does not blame the police. He says that the police he's spoken to say that they need this help.
Yeah. You know, Michigan Avenue, the Riverwalk, those are not the areas of major concern. While they've had their protests, they've had some, you know, recent violence over the past year or two. It's South Chicago. Let's just face it. The biggest crime wave and all these shootings from the weekend. That's a massive. People don't understand. It's bigger than the entire city of Boston. It is a large geographical area. And to try to get a hold of this and to try to squelch this, you need troops, lots of them, to try to bring enough presence, don't you think? Is there a sense in South Chicago, business owners, residents, that they would welcome a large presence to try to stop the killing?
If they are going to go there, yes. That we've spoken to business owners who, you know, have shops and restaurants down there who say this is something that's needed. But only if they, like you said, come to that neighborhood or to those neighborhoods, I should say. It is very diverse. And like you said, it's a large area of South and West Chicago that could potentially use this help.
Yeah, it's interesting, Kelly. I mean, I don't know. I'm just obviously I've been to D.C. and I've been to Washington and I've been to Chicago. Looking at this from afar, my thought would be, well, of course, the troops are going to go to where the trouble is, because if they hadn't done that in Washington, they wouldn't have been able to quell or squash the number of crimes like they did, correct? Doesn't it just, is there, do we really believe they would go there and not go to the high crime areas?
Well, there is only a certain distinction of where the National Guard can go. And okay. From our understanding, they can go and protect federal buildings. So I believe the reason why there's kind of this back and forth between the governor of Illinois and the president is that, you know, he's saying, I would love for Governor Pritzker to call me and say we have a problem. And Pritzker has, you know, doubled down and said, I'm not going to call you because he doesn't believe that there is a problem.
Right.
But I believe that Pritzker has to ask in order for the troops to be able to go anywhere.
Got it.
The mayor of D.C. has kind of changed her tune over the past, you know, 14 to 21 days, you know, first oppositionally defiant against the president and against the troop movements. In the past week, she's obviously been singing the praises because of the evidence mm-hmm. and the enormous drop in violent crimes against their citizens. Do you think that they don't want to do this simply because they're afraid it might work and that Trump would gain even more points?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, the president says it's not political. The governor says that his response is not political. But I think a lot of the residents here, you know, I won't speak as a reporter. I won't say what I think, but the residents have told us that they feel like there is politics intertwined to this when they're just asking for help.
Yeah, but they are wanting help. They recognize that every weekend is a shoot show, right? I mean, it's a shooting show. It's ridiculous the amount of gunfire on the streets in and around Chicago.
Many of them do. Many yeah. of them do want this. The president of, I believe it was the Illinois Restaurant Association, is one of the people, though, that's spoken out and said this is not a good idea. A lot of the people we've spoken to are advocates for this, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Kelly Saberi with Fox Business, we do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.